Red noses brought smiles to local residents' faces earlier this month, and the happiness continued this week as the proceeds of the day were presented to the Townsend Smith Foundation. The third annual Red Nose Day raised $1,232.54 for the nonprofit organization as it works toward its goal of $25 million to build and operate the first hospice in North Halton. The foundation recently received provincial funding for 3 more beds, bringing the total to 10. Townsend Smith Foundation Executive Director Kim Kohlberger said the hospice will fill a void in the area by providing end-of-life care. Families are more comfortable if there is a fallback, a hospice in their community, she said. Kohlberger said in addition to helping patients, a hospice can embrace the whole family. There are social workers there to help relatives deal with grief and provide the care that allows the family to spend time with their loved one. Kohlberger said the hospice's goal is to provide a home-like environment, while still providing the medical care patients would receive in a hospital. For instance, she said a hospice is able to do things like bring in pets to a patient's room. We don't have the same rules as a hospital, Kohlberger said. We still have standards to meet, but a hospice can be a little more lenient and we'll be set up to be as pet-friendly as possible. Holly Lillico of Townsend Smith said awareness of the hospice has grown since it secured its property at the corner of Trafalgar Road and Five Side Road, the current location of Hillcrest United Church, and unveiled its plans for the 10-bed hospice. There are several upcoming fundraisers for the foundation. The Rock the Runway Fashion Show will be held April 24 at Granite Ridge Golf Club. The Community Foundation of Halton North will be holding its gala May 1. Townsend Smith's Hike for Hospice will take place May 3.